Today on Making Your Life Count.
I always say disability is ability other people have not seen.
As a young boy with braces on his legs, Bob Streeter was not expected to walk again. But God had other plans. During Bob's long healing process, one nurse in particular really encouraged him.
She always whispered to me, "You can do all things through Christ that strengthens you, Bobby. You can walk again. We're going to do this together." And she would hold my hand, embrace my hand as I went through the process of literally braces on my legs, the physical therapy, riding on the short bus, because on the short bus, it had more room on the bus for my legs and for the wheelchair in which I had until I was able to start to walk again.
Years later in high school, a cross-country coach saw Bob's potential as a runner and encouraged him to compete.
Coach Frank Wagner, and at the time he was my cross-country coach, and he instilled hope in me because at first they thought I would be a good pole vaulter. For some reason, I wasn't good at pole vaulting and high jumping as well. Something about gravity just didn't work for me on a horizontal level. But he was so encouraging to me. And at that time, being an African-American young man coming up in the world, and he was a Caucasian gentleman, but he was such an encouragement in my life that he literally took me underneath his hems and encouraged me and inspired me.
Your words can make a world of difference. So take a moment to encourage someone today. For more resources, go to cru.org.